Yes, sir. What's good, y'all? What's happening? What's happening? What's going on? It's your boy C-Mo. This is Mo Sports TV.
Yes, sir.
June 13th. I'm with the gang. Big Ed, Matt Chi. We got a whole lot of stuff we about to talk about. We got the NBA Finals recap. We're going to talk a bunch of boxing. We got some NFL news as well. We are officially in the off season. I don't know why I'm clapping that up.
It's the off season, but there's actually so much to talk about. Like, there's so much drama and sports. Yeah, who's going to carry the boats? We're here to carry the boats.
Carrying the logs. We're going to carry the logs to the off season.
Somebody's got to do it, right? Why not us? Why not us? Here we are.
Yo.
All right, yo. First things first, shout out to the Denver Nuggets winning the NBA Finals last night. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but that was kind of a feel-good championship. Is that just me?
Oh, man, I'm so happy for Denver getting their first title, man. It's something that they absolutely deserved.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there was really a big narrative involved in this series.
All right, this was what Jokic had to do, right? Like, this is what we said Jokic needed to be moving himself along, you know, to the all-time greats level, right? So, I mean, he got the job done, and congrats to him. So, I liked it. I liked the finals. It was a good, good hoops.
Yeah, top 10 center all time right now. After that,
top 10 center. I mean,
where are we gonna rank Jokic?
I'll say top 8.
Oof.
Top eight.
I mean,
that's still even tough.
It is tough. Not. Centers are stacked, bro.
So we do a little quick one right now. We got Shaq.
You got Shaq. Is Hakeem a power forward or a center in this case?
Center, bro. I'm gonna call him a center.
Hakeem's a center.
If Hakeem's a center, he's top five.
Yeah. Hakeem, Shaq, Kareem, Wilt, Bill Russell.
Bill Russell.
I mean, David Robinson.
Yeah.
Oh, man. The list is so stacked. Then who else?
Well,
you got?
Now the debate in the group today was Dwight versus Jokic.
It has to be Jokic, bro. It has to. I mean, I love the Dwight Howard nostalgia.
Prime Dwight was crazy, but I do think Jokic is going to have the better career after it's all said and done.
Like, yo,
for sure.
This guy, the way he elevates his teams, bro. I mean, it's something different. Like, I feel like you could plug and play Jokic in any generation of players, and he's just going to dominate the competition and be successful. So, I don't know.
Me personally, it's going to take at least one more ring and one more MVP for Jokic to get into that top five.
I thought you were going to say better than Howard.
My God, I was about to be like,
yeah, I was going to say, because
I was like, what has Dwight Howard done that he brought the magic
to the finals? But aside from that, Dwight Howard, I mean, you plugged him on the Lakers with Kobe Bryant. And he stunk.
There was a good
Magic. That's a Hall of Fame career by himself, right there.
Yeah, Magic,
that Orlando run was crazy, bro. Mm. You was young when that shit happened. So
he went through a bad patch in LA, man. He went through a really rough
his
patch.
His career
with Kobe.
Was basically chalked almost.
It was cooked that once he like, almost. And you know what it was, Dwight, and he was too soft for Kobe, man. He played around. Like, Dwight was a fun-going guy, liked to have fun playing the sport, liked the laughter in the games, liked to do the most. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Kobe is the exact opposite. He doesn't want to see that he-he-ha-ha shit. Mm-hmm. He don't want to see none of that, bro. He wants to see you play fucking ball and win the game.
Yeah.
And Dwight is like, it's not that serious to him. So I feel like that really messed with his mental and really messed up his career going to LA.
I got a question for you now that you had just mentioned, like, Dwight wasn't about all playing ball. And now this is so random, but
he's playing whip balls.
That's crazy. But do you think Kobe Bryant and Kyrie Irving would have been able to coexist as teammates, being that Kyrie Irving is a guy that's like, basketball comes second? You know what
Kyrie
I mean?
Kyrie and Kobe?
Yeah. Oh,
absolutely
yeah.
not.
Actually, no, I think he would. Kobe would have put him in this place, I think.
It's tough.
Kobe's
bro,
the
like,
one dude I think that would have put him in this place.
Because Kyrie is like, basketball is not a priority to me. You know what I mean? And Kobe's like, this is it. Nah. This is everything.
I don't know how that dynamic would work. If Kobe had Kyrie from the beginning of his career, mm-hmm. yes.
Okay.
But if Kobe had Kyrie 8 years in, fresh off the Nets,
okay.
No, it wouldn't have worked.
All right. What's up, Nick? How's it going, baby? Yeah, I don't know. They're both really ball dominant, but it was just a question just thinking about their mindsets, right? Because they're both incredible talents, but their mindsets couldn't be like farther apart in a sense. So I thought that would be interesting. Now I have another question. Since we're talking basketball, we're talking the finals. Is Jokic now the best number 15 in Denver Nuggets history?
Yes.
Yeah. I hate to say it. Yes. I hate to say it. But ah, oh, bro, it's sad.
Yeah, people gotta relax. People gotta actually relax with the who's gonna get their number retired by the Nuggets. First of all, Melo wasn't gonna get his number retired. Period. Even if Jokic had a different number than Melo.
Yeah.
His number was not getting in the Denver Raptors. It's even questionable that Melo is going to even get his number retired by the Knicks.
Yeah, it is.
Let's keep it a buck.
I would like for it to be, right? Now, but the thing is, it's just that's it.
Right.
That's it. Just getting buckets. Like, it sucks.
Like, let's think about it. Like, Melo, besides being, he was one of the better Knicks to ever play on the Knicks. Don't get me wrong.
Absolutely.
But what did he do with the Knicks besides get past the first round one time?
Yeah, I feel like that.
And he got one scoring title, and that was it.
It's more of a culture
thing. It was a culture
thing. But I feel like a problem with basketball specifically, in comparison to other sports, is that we award guys and kind of give them flowers throughout their career, even when they haven't won at all, right? Like, there are guys in the Hall of Fame that are very questionable because they haven't won. And it's just like, this guy, he had a great career as a basketball player, but I feel like to be one of those guys, I don't know. The Hall of Fame,
Chris Paul, for example.
Chris
Paul is a first ballot Hall of Fame.
Absolutely. But no, 100%.
But he didn't do nothing in the playoffs.
He didn't sniff success ever like that.
He made the playoffs every year.
It's like,
but he always got hurt or he always folded.
T-Mac's an example, exactly, bro. Like, incredible bucket getter. Incredible bucket getter. But he didn't win shit, bro. It's almost like, do we need levels of the Hall of Fame?
No,
I don't know. It's just kind of not. They
first
shouldn't be
ballot
on the same
is a level. Listen, you know,
NBA basketball fame is different because it's not. It's on and off the court too. Because we have international players like Vlade Divac
in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
Yao Ming's in the Hall of Fame. Like,
I don't know. Yao Ming deserves to be in the Hall of Fame too.
What did he win?
He didn't win shit.
He averaged a low double double. Cool.
That boy was rocking though.
He's
the best center in the NBA at a point in time. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you're right.
I don't even think he made an all-time.
I'm pretty sure he did.
Did they retire CP3's number in LA? I don't think CP3 gets his number retired anywhere, bro.
Maybe New Orleans. Maybe. If he's lucky.
Why?
If he's lucky.
Yeah, I don't
if
know,
he's lucky.
Bro.
I can't see him getting retired.
If you wouldn't do something like what AI did for a city, then I don't want
to. Keep it a bean, though. He is a top five Clippers player of all time.
He is, but like the Clippers are a franchise that's known because they have just never won anything, bro. It's...
If you didn't have an impact like AI,
has Kawhi Leonard done more for the LA Clippers than Chris Paul did in his entire tenure there?
No.
I think so.
No, don't think so.
He took him to the Western Conference Finals, right?
Maybe Toronto.
Chris Paul never got to the Western Conference Finals. He never got past the second round in LA. That was like their issue.
When did the Clippers make the Western Conference Finals?
I don't think 3 years ago?
I don't think they did.
His first season there? No.
I don't think they did, bro. We got to check that. Can you check and see if Kawhi made it to the Western Conference Finals as a Clipper?
I thought they lost, but they were injury riddled with CP3. Yeah, Blake Griffin never was able to stay healthy, and their role players really weren't that great. They had Jamal Crawford, who was incredible, but beyond that,
That squad was hard body, son. They had Blake Griffin, Rashard Lewis, motherfucking.
Well, Matt Barnes was old though. At that
Barnes was tough. They had JJ Redick. They had DeAndre Jordan. That squad was nice. Like, what are we talking about here? That was a squad.
Karan Butler was on Karan that team.
Butler?
For a little bit,
what? They was tough.
They were incredible in 2K too. They were probably my favorite team in like 2K12, I think. Just Lob City. You know, when you could throw in lobs was a lot easier back then.
Lob City was lit.
You gotta
man.
Do something impactful for your team's culture.
That was pretty cultured. Lob City was pretty cultured. Bro.
But then they did Blake Griffin crazy. That's what's really the
Blake
most
Griffin
part.
Stunk. So,
man, Blake Griffin
by the time
Detroit
it was for him to go, by the time it was for him to go,
yeah, Blake Griffin played for Detroit and brought them to the playoffs on a hurt knee. Like, he was actually pretty good for Detroit.
Not for LA anymore. My boy was hurt.
No, he didn't want to play for LA.
Yeah, they put him in a bad spot. And Ballmer with all those like issues over there.
We're digging to the core of things here.
Root issue of the Clippers. That's why they never worked out.
Yeah, you know? that whole
when the foundation's crumbling, I mean, you're not going to be able to.
It starts
anymore.
At the top sometimes, you know.
Exactly.
And that franchise was fucked once that phone call got leaked.
And let's not forget who the coach was, Doc Rivers, right? So I mean, come on, bro, Stinky Doc. He was living off of that 2008 championship ring with the Celtics. At that point, that was literally the only reason he got hired there. Yeah. So
let's spin back to the finals, right? My boy Jimmy Butler, man. You know, we were talking last week how crazy the glaze was with Jimmy and his playoff performances. And he disappeared game seven. He disappeared.
I wouldn't even say he just fucking game disappeared, seven, bro.
He disappeared the whole series, damn near.
Y'all being too nice about it, bro.
He stunk. And I like Jimmy, so I really don't want to tear him apart too crazily. But then again, the Heat fans definitely deserved for him to get torn apart, and he stunk, man. I mean, somebody that's passing out to Max Strus in the thick of things, that's disgusting.
So bro, I have a newfound hate for the Heat this year. I really respected the Heat, and I really liked the organization of the Heat. Even though I'm a Knicks fan, I liked how they were ran, and I only disliked one Heat fan my whole years, and that's Goni. Everybody knows this, right? I fucking hate Goni as a Heat fan. But this year, this playoff run, I've seen the real true Heat fans on Twitter. These pussies are corny, bro. They are some corn fucking balls, bro. Wow. And they reminded me of a lot like Eagles fans, bro. They reminded me. They talk a lot of disrespectful shit. And when it's time to lose, they can't handle the Heat. Well,
but then let's remember.
They can't stay in the kitchen when shit gets real.
When they lost that first play-in game, they were ready to chalk up the season. They were talking about trading Hero. They were talking about get rid of Bam. I mean, they were ready to call it at that point. So it doesn't surprise me that they're just kind of butthurt after, you know, a good run and bouncing back.
They should still get rid of him. Well,
so what's next for the Heat?
Oh, bro.
I guess that's the narrative.
The only option, you're still not. I still don't think they win shit. I can't lie.
You told me Fred Van Vliet, but it's like
Fred Van Vliet could work in Miami big time. He could work.
I'm not saying Tyler Hero's the problem, but he's the most valuable thing that they had at that point. So they were looking as he's the most valuable piece to get us something. So I don't know.
As far as trade pieces go, yes, that is Miami's most valuable trade piece that they're actually willing to give up is Tyler Hero. Tyler Hero's probably gone this offseason for their starting point guard next year because they cannot run it back with Kyle Lowry and expect to win a championship.
No, but he did play.
He played great. He did play great. He played his role. He did what he needed to do, but you need somebody other than Jimmy Butler that's going to carry.
I mean, and
they have a bunch of role players, and one of them will carry each game. But when one of those role players don't carry, they lose.
I mean, listen,
every fucking time.
At the end of the day, they were expecting playoff rim protective minutes from Cody Zeller.
That's another problem. They need a true center.
He was playing 25 to 30 minutes a game.
They need a rim protector.
Yeah. And I mean, I discredited Bam a lot, but he was actually, like somebody commented before, he was the best player probably in this series for the Heat.
He was the best player this series for the Heat, but it wasn't good enough.
No, it wasn't good enough. But I don't know if anybody really expected them to be anything relevant in this series, right? Like the most I had the Miami going was six, and they were still losing the series. And that was even if you could get two Jimmy Butler games. So
I'm going to tell you why the Heat got to where they were. They were smart. They played fundamental ball. They made adjustments, and everybody knew their role. And they played hard as fuck every game, no matter how bad they were playing. Mm-hmm. And for example, the whole Knicks series, they didn't get over 100 points the whole Knicks series, and they still won in six.
Yeah.
Why? Because they just straight up outplayed us, out-hustled us, and out-coached us, to be frank. It wasn't their talent that got them to the NBA Finals, is what I'm trying to say. It was really their brains and their hustle.
Yeah. No, it was a good...
Now, next year, that shit ain't going down like that next year. I'm telling you right now, they're going to need some actual talent because there's a lot of good teams in the East that played themselves out. Like the Knicks, for example, they played themselves out. Mm-hmm. If they actually played ball,
they could have been in the finals.
They could have.
Yeah,
they could have.
If the Celtics actually played
ball, Celtics weren't in their own heads, or if Missoula wasn't such a bum,
if Ime could have just fucked hoes in peace,
yeah, they would have made the finals.
That could have been it.
If Giannis wasn't, you know what I'm saying?
It's low key and adjustment.
If Giannis wasn't hurt, the Bucks would have made the finals, right? Somebody says
it's an adjustment period in the league right now. It is. And like Simo said last episode, it's because of the new CBA rules. It's also because of this new deal that's coming, I believe, either next season or the year after. The salary cap is going to increase by about 20 to 25%. So you're going to see a lot more big deals. I mean, yeah, the contracts are going to be
big,
wild again, and teams are prepping for that.
Right, but they're not going to be able to have multiple big contracts.
Yeah.
They finessed it like, look,
I think it's cool,
give your
though.
Money up to one or two guys, and that's all you're
really
going to
cool
get.
Because you're going to see guys that are role players get really valuable contracts. And like a guy like Bruce Brown, who just had a great finals, is going to get his worth because he performed. And I just want to say, holy shit, the Brooklyn Nets are as incompetent as it gets for letting that guy slide the way that he did.
Bro, he wasn't playing like
but
yes,
he
was.
Bro,
He was balling on the Nets, bro. He was like that on the Nets, bro.
He was a fantastic role player.
He had Durant and Kyrie there, and he was still getting 15 a game.
Yeah.
Bro, he wasn't playing like this, though.
This is different.
No, he's just on a great team.
He was never a cut candidate. That was crazy. And the facts that Brooklyn just lets these guys slide because they're always trying to chase after a big superstar. Like, you have talent right in front of your face and you just let it go. I mean, the same thing with the D'Angelo Russell team that they had, right? Like, they finally get something good going for them and they squash it as soon as it gets
Kenny Atkinson.
Yeah, they're toxic, bro. Brooklyn sucks.
It's not a good time over there.
No.
But I can see a star like Dame going there, though.
He
already said he wants to go there.
McCall is very attractive as a co-star.
He said he wants to go to the Heat or the Nets a couple of days ago.
Yeah, I would want to play with McCall Bridges. I mean, as him as your number two, he's a great defender. He's a bucket getter. He could shoot the three. So
is that going to get you a ring that you desperately need for your
No, career? It's not. But Damian Lillard, I don't even know what this guy's looking for anymore,
bro. He's just
going
to go have fun. Okay. Jimmy Butler, I don't want to hear the playoff. He's the best playoff performer ever. This is his second final, and he's only won one game.
He's good at being the leader of a team that makes it to the finals. That's what he's good at. And he could carry some games, but like I said, he didn't get no triple-doubles this playoffs. He didn't get any over 40-plus point games. There wasn't no real dominant games where you're like, oh, my God, Jimmy Butler. And Heat fans and ESPN and the rest of the mainstream media was sucking wild dick. Let's just call it for what it is.
Yeah.
They sucked wild dick, and you know what? It backfired because he's great. He's a great player. He's a great playoff performer, but he's not what Jokic just did.
It's not that
guy. That's for damn sure. He's not what Jokic just did.
At the end of the day, Jimmy Butler, fantastic player, but he is who we thought he is. Right. Like, he was never that guy that's going to win you the championship as a number one. He's had great runs, not going to win you a championship as the best player on your team.
You know who ain't either? Michael Porter Jr., bum ass, stink ass. Boy, that boy went 3-for-22 in game 7 and they still busted their ass. That's how scary the Denver Nuggets are. Somebody on your starting lineup can go 3-for-22. He had a double double. He had a lot of rebounds, but
yeah, 14. Yeah,
no, he was in a good spot at the right time, but it was definitely
can the Nuggets run it back? I think so.
I think they can. I mean, the West is wide open, right? Like, the West is pretty open. I don't know.
They got to show me.
They need to re-sign Bruce Brown. They need to keep their squad.
Because look at,
as long as they keep their squad, they can run it back.
We did the same shit when Giannis won his first. It's hard to get back to the finals.
It is, but
in a row.
Milwaukee could have. Milwaukee definitely could have ran it back. But sometimes, like, injuries happen, stuff like that. And what's one thing that has finally happened to Denver that, you know, they've been able to stay healthy? That's the difference right now.
Middleton was, though.
Yeah. Christian Braun has 3 high school championships, an NCAA title, and an NBA finals championship. Random stat of the day. That's awesome. Good for him.
Good for Braun. Good for him.
Good for him. But in terms of Jimmy Butler, like, if we're still just harping on Jimmy and his, you know, deal. There really isn't much else that he could do as an individual player. Like, to he's pushed his team to the max limit. And like we're saying, Miami really only has a few more moves left in the tank before they're going to be in probably a rebuild mode for a few seasons. So,
let's
talk about Zion Williamson. Yeah. Holy shit. I mean, yeah,
that's where I was going to go.
Holy shit, Zion. So, what are we doing?
So Zion has been tricking off lately. All crazy, fucking with porn stars, OnlyFans girls, not making them sign any NDAs, not doing his due diligence, texting them all types of craziness without deleting it. You know what I'm saying? Just doing the most. And yeah. Mariah Mills has turned her love affair with Zion into a whole soap opera on Twitter.
She's corny as hell.
I'm gonna start it off saying, Mariah Mills, you are absolutely mentally ill and you need to seek a therapist. You need to seek professional help. I'm being dead serious when I say that. Zion Williamson, next time you fuck with a woman for just on some money shit, like, look, I'm gonna trick off, I got $50 million, I could do what I want, make sure she signs a non-disclosure agreement. Let's come on now.
I mean,
you are in the NBA. You are one of the top influential players in the NBA. Any of these bitches can fucking take any of your texts, any of anything, if they don't sign an NDA and absolutely put it out there and get wild clout. Yeah, they might have fucked their bag up with you, but this nigga is still a trick because he's been texting her even after she exposed him.
Yeah.
Like, yo, crazy. Can you please just delete it? We could talk. We could talk. All you got to do is delete. Delete what? It don't even matter no more. Everybody got the screenshots. Yeah. The damage has been done, Zion, and you still just want to talk?
Yeah, nah, it's pretty nasty. And that says, somebody said, that's why young stars need a vet. I mean, yeah, he needs a Zach Randolph in his life that's going to kind of show him the way, right? Like, he needs somebody to guide him because he's moving nasty.
He ain't moving right. And he's looking like a easy lick, bro. Yeah. That's what Zion is right now.
Well, you can just tell how that thing dresses. Like,
yeah, like, you can
tell. The whole scene that
they like, seen the way
he's like a cornball.
Yeah, yeah. Like, this is an easy one. This is an easy bag. And that's literally what it was.
But you know what? When he was at Duke, there were also like Snapchat messages getting
from little white girls.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So it's not like he has. Yeah, it was just some little bunnies that he was messing with back in, you know, in the Carolinas and all that. Now that he's in New Orleans,
she wasn't even like that. Did you see the picture of the girl? She was actually,
which one? The white girl?
The white girl?
Yeah. Oh
she
no,
was she, ugly. I mean, bro, she was not like that.
Zion hits
three. He was mid,
listen,
bro.
Don't get me wrong.
He's Zion a nasty little ass mom. He's a nasty mom.
The only time there's Zion is hitting threes is off of the court. Let's just get that straight. That's crazy. It's nasty.
Like, I don't have a problem with what he's actually doing.
Nah, I know.
If you're going to get hoes and fuck all the bitches and trick off because you're an NBA player, by all means, do that. You feel me? But, that's fine. As long as it's one, consensual, and two, you made them sign an NDA.
We just got to be
smarter.
Those
are the two steps. And three, strap up.
Yeah, we got to be smarter. We have to be smarter here.
Got to be smarter, Zion. Yeah. Got to be better than that. And speaking of being smarter, I know Ja Morant is shaking in his fucking boots right now.
Man.
Silver said during the finals, like, look, we're going to hold off on this suspension and what we're going to do with Zion until after the NBA finals.
Yeah.
The NBA finals just ended last night. So how long is it going to take for Silver to come down with his suspension with the hammer pause? And two, how long is the actual suspension going to be? Me personally, I think Ja Morant doesn't deserve anything more than a 20-game suspension. Yeah. I don't give a fuck. Because one, he didn't do anything illegal. All right. Mm-hmm. Two, yes, he was stupid as hell. Mm-hmm. But that's, you know, let's flip the script and let's give an NRA guy that has big guns and all this shit, and you put him on the story, and it's going to be all good and gravy.
That's a bad example.
Is it?
Yeah,
you're still tough. Brandishing your gun on social media, bro.
It's tough.
Yeah. For kids to
he
see.
He doesn't work for fucking Disney. At the end of the day, NBA is
you don't
Disney.
Work for...
Yeah.
I'm talking about professional players. I'm talking about professional basketball and football
family,
players.
It's still a family-oriented thing.
All right, but Chris Kaman Chris came in from the Clippers.
Nobody cares about no Chris King.
Did it. He did it. He did it. He did it. He did it.
It does matter
nothing,
who you are.
And nothing matters.
It matters. We're talking about Ja Morant, one of the faces of basketball. That kind of matters.
You can't do that, bro. I'm sorry. You have certain different kind of rules. Chris Kamen. Don't bring up no fucking Chris Kamen to me.
Are we talking? Okay. The thing is, like, I see a couple comments about a whole season. I don't think that's right.
Yeah, absolutely the
games,
fuck not. 20
to 25 absolutely. Games,
the maximum absolutely I can not. See it is being like, all right, you're not coming back until after the All-Star break. And even then, I'd be that's like, yo, crazy. That's crazy.
That's still crazy.
That's a lot. Yeah, that would be a lot to me. A whole season.
But it's
going to
be bad pushback from that, from the players.
You can't have more of a punishment for that than you did for Malice at the Palace. That is reckless. There were fans endangered in that incident. That deserves more punishment than Ja Morant, like Simo said, not doing anything illegal. Yes, it was wrong, but at the end of the day, he didn't break any laws. He didn't break any rules. He didn't hurt anybody, right? He was just on social media being a dumbass. And like, what is the max that we're going to punish a kid for just being stupid online, right? Like, there has to be a point where we look at ourselves and we're like, all right, this kid is 22 years old. He's, you know, got a big following and he has a lot of fame. Like, we can't expect him to constantly make the best decisions possible.
I feel like he should be getting punished by Nike and his endorsers.
Yeah.
The people that sponsor him, not by the NBA.
Shoes are sold out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, yo, what's crazy? His shoes are going crazier because of the incidents.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for the incidents, his shoes wouldn't be going crazy like this. His shoes about to be going up on StockX.
Yeah.
That's a crazy bag.
Yeah, that is.
That wouldn't be happening if it wasn't for that shit. I bet.
Mm. Side note, best hoop shoe out right now, I think, is Giannis's, honestly. And they're not as expensive as these other guys.
LaMelo's.
LaMelo's.
Still the Kobe's or the Kyrie's.
Kobe's definitely, but the thing is, Kobe's are going to run you a bag these days.
I'm talking about active players. Kyrie.
Yeah.
Kyrie's actually.
You can look it up. This is like the top.
Oh, he had. Yes, but. He isn't that shit a dub though? He can't.
Dub, but people still got Kyrie.
No, I'm talking about active sneakers right now that are in circulation that they're producing right now. No, I'm talking about active players, actual players that's playing in the game.
Yeah, because it's all old heads, right? Like, I really like the way
exactly. There's only a couple of players that actually have some good sneakers out that are active
players that are wearing.
I'm talking about active players. NBA shoes. So like Ja Morant, LaMelo Ball.
Donovan Mitchell has a pair.
Has a pair. Zion has sneakers, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying LaMelo. LaMelo's Pumas, the little kids are going fucking nuts for them. And I think they're fire.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. I like Giannis or D. Mitch, I'd say.
Okay.
They're pretty nice.
I don't think I've seen Giannis's.
Giannis's are like 50, 60 bucks, bro.
Yeah, it's the one with the backwards chip on it.
Yeah, they're really, really nice. But Trey's, Trey's are Adidas, I believe, right? That's kind of cool. Curry's, you can't go wrong with Curry's, honestly. They're just high tops, so they're kind of weird.
Boy, you couldn't rock no Curry's about 5-6 years ago without getting fried. I'm going to tell you that right now. Them Under Armour's was dog shit.
Crazy.
Are you crazy? What? You would have got cooked rocking some Curry's. Rocking some Curry's? You would have got cooked, bro. When the Curry's first came out, the first pair of Curry's came out.
You're not a fucking hooper.
You're not a fucking hooper. You're not a hooper. You've never been one.
You don't be around hoopers. What are you talking about?
Now I don't be around hoopers? Stop it, bro.
I had the first pair of Curry's, and they were mad comfortable. And anytime I would play basketball, I would
Playing basketball those. In them is one thing, but going out with them, I'm talking about being styled.
I'm not stepping out in the Curry's,
bro.
I'm
not stepping out in no Creed Freaks. No, LaMelo
None of these.
I've seen niggas step out in Mellows, bro. I've seen it.
I'm calling you out.
I've seen it.
If I see you stepping out in the LaMelo Pumas, bro, that's nasty.
I've seen it. I've
I know
it.
You got nothing else in the
You
closet.
Won't catch me dead doing it. You won't catch me dead doing it.
Yeah, they're dangerous. Stay away from
it. Yeah. Why stay you away.
That's black Air Force. That's crazy.
I'll tell you, but the best of the best sneakers, basketball sneakers, right? You can step out with them joints, right?
What?
Jordans. Right,
but I'm not retro hooping Jordans. In I'm not hooping in retro Jordans, bro. They're
Jordans
so
they
uncomfortable.
They're
but when so they blocky. When they came out, who they was hooping in them, right?
They
that was before 14.
What are you talking about, bro?
I'm talking about people in general, just the general populace of adult men over the age of 21 or 18 to 20. You know what I mean? Popping out. I've seen people rock bronze out. I've seen it.
I've seen it.
Sadly. I've seen it. I have seen it. I have seen it.
It was a big, I mean, maybe like
I have seen it.
Which ones?
I don't know. I've seen them though. I don't.
Oh, I've seen people step out in the like Zoom soldiers, bro. That's disgusting.
And you know what? Who has a really good sneaker coming out?
Y'all must be in the trenches. I don't know.
I've seen those Spicy's. I'm telling you, it's a mean bag, bro. I've seen it. I've seen it in Spicy's. I've seen it in JR's. I've seen it in Jack's. I promise you.
The black Zoom soldiers.
You know. Drake's new Noctis. Those shits is hard. And mind you, those pennies, niggas used to step out in those pennies too. And the Barclays.
The Barclays or the Griffies, bro.
The Barclays. Niggas used to step out in the Griffies. Yes, they did.
Double R said he used to pop out in the Griffies. Or no, he says he currently is popping out in the Griffies.
People are still popping out in Griffies. I fuck with Griffies.
Some of the Griffies are tough.
But those new Drakes look like a little combination of the pennies and kids. And the kids. Mm. Yeah, the fire. I love them.
All right, let's talk some NFL, right? Because there's been some football drama going on. Stephon Diggs not showing up just yet. There's a little bit of drama, and Sean McDermott is now saying that he is concerned. He is concerned. Do we think Stephon Diggs could be playing in a different state other than, you know, New York?
This is great. I don't get what's wrong with him. Why is he mad? What's up? Why he's so upset?
Why is Diggs mad? Is it a contract thing? Is it,
bro? I really think
him being jealous that Gabe Davis is starting to get the ball a little bit.
I don't think anybody fucks with Sean McDermott, bro. And I was really skeptical of him last season, going into last season, and then that full 2022-2023 season really made me like, I don't think Sean McDermott's it, bro. I don't think he could win you a Super Bowl as a head coach.
They really love Dable. That's all I gotta say. They really loved Dable. And I've seen a couple of interviews with Diggs. He's like, look, there's been times where I had to go back on the sideline and tell Dable he's been calling that shit. He's been calling that shit for me. And I don't think he's getting that same type of look with McDermott that he was getting with Dable. Mm.
Well, he was yelling on the sidelines a lot last season. That was the only time that we've really seen Stephon Diggs in Buffalo kind of lash out in this way. And we know, like, Stephon Diggs has had anger issues and, like, you know, personality problems in his career. But we didn't see that when he first got to Buffalo. And the difference, like you said, with Dayball. Yep, that's the big difference. So do we ultimately think that he goes somewhere else? Personally, I don't. I think he ends up staying there this season at least. But, I mean, obviously, I as a Giants fan, as a fan of a team that really could use a wide receiver one, I would love a guy like Stephon Diggs on the Giants.
I would love it, too. I would love it, too. I mean, personally, I don't think it happens, one, because we don't have the cap space to make it happen right now. Leonard Williams is not coming off of his fucking contract. There's a couple of guys that we're still in balls deep with the Saquon Barkley negotiations right now. Yeah. There's a whole lot of shit going on with the Giants as far as salary cap.
I mean, they were
Dave Gettleman put us in fucking hell.
Yeah.
And we're still digging our way out of it. I don't even see the Giants even going after DeAndre Hopkins at this point.
Oh, I don't either. I expect the Giants to start the season as they are, bro.
I think the Giants are. I'm satisfied with what the Giants are right now.
I wouldn't say I'm satisfied, but I can't expect much, being that Gettleman put them in such a bad spot. If there were moves to be made, you know, exactly. Shane has made all the moves that he possibly
Shane improved everywhere we needed to improve. Okekere was such a slept on upgrade at the linebacker position.
Yeah.
Hodgins, Hyatt, Waller.
Yeah, Waller.
Robinson, obviously. Paris Campbell, and Wandale Robinson is going to be a major upgrade.
Who did we just get?
Not even named Slayton.
That defensive end, right, that we just got from the Rams. Really big dude. Oh, I'm drawing a blank. Oh, A'shaun Robinson.
A'shaun Robinson is a great pickup.
He's massive body down there.
Who's the other D lineman we got? Velez, maybe, or some shit like that. I forgot. It's the Giants, double last name.
I don't know. There really hasn't been much that you could do. You know, like we're saying, Dave Gettleman put you in a bad spot. They're trying to dig themselves out of it, but
Saquon's not reporting. What are we gonna do with Saquon here?
Yeah.
I think eventually it's just going to get to the point where Saquon's just going to be like, all right, fuck it. I'm just going to sign the franchise. I'm going to be healthy the whole season. I'm going to ball the fuck out. His agent really fucked the bag up. Mm-hmm. His agent is a I'm not even going to get misogynistic, but a girl and she thought that she could demand a new market for the running backs with Saquon Barkley somehow, some way. And it almost worked. Shane offered 12 and a half to Saquon. $12.5 million a year to Saquon for a running back in today's NFL is fucking crazy.
I mean,
that would have been Joe Shane's worst move so far as a Giants GM if Saquon were to sign that shit right then and there.
Yep.
But his agent fucked the pack up, didn't take it, thought he could get more somehow, some fucking way. I don't know what the fuck she was thinking. I don't know what the fuck he was thinking listening to her. And now it's backfired. Mm-hmm. And now we're only offering 10.
I mean, Nick, I know that he said he wants to be a Giant for life and doesn't want to reset the market, but you can't, like, actually.
Now he's saying that. Yeah. Now he's saying that.
Yeah.
Because in the beginning of contract talks, he was trying to reset that bitch.
He wanted that McCaffrey deal.
Exactly. He wanted the Derrick Henry McCaffrey right under that.
I mean, but the right thing under is, that. Like, you see a team like the Vikings.
Want a Kamara deal.
And what happened with Dalvin Cook? The Vikings got no value at the end of the day for a guy like Dalvin Cook, who just gave you 1,700 yards and 14 touchdowns, I believe, last season. Like, he's been a four-time Pro Bowler.
The Dalvin Cook situation is what is going to fuck Saquon.
Exactly.
Because Dalvin Cook is going to sign to Miami or Dallas or one of these other places for, like, $7 million.
Yep.
For 1 year. Yeah. Watch. $7 million for 1 year, and that's just going to fuck everything up for Saquon. I'm telling you, it already has fucked him up because they couldn't even trade Dalvin Cook. The fact that you can't trade a top
like
five running back in the league
is nuts, bro.
Is fucking crazy.
But that shows
niggas couldn't even get a seventh rounder for Dalvin Cook.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And Nick says running back is such a scary market. But like we said, I believe we said this around the time of the Super Bowl, right? You look around and the teams that have had success and are in the Super Bowl, the last one that was paying a running back more than $10 million a year was the LA Rams and Todd Gurley. It just doesn't work out when you're giving a running back a big deal. It doesn't happen.
It just doesn't work. So DeAndre Hopkins is visiting the Titans today, I want to say.
That's weird.
Where is that where he lands? Where is there a market for DeAndre Hopkins? Because obviously nobody wanted to trade for DeAndre Hopkins either, Ed, or else he would have got traded. Yeah, exactly.
I'd say there's
because they couldn't trade him.
I'd say there's a small market, but
I don't think DeAndre Hopkins will get picked up.
I think
he's gonna get picked up. Yeah, but his value, his market is really not there. If his value was where he thought it was, he would have already got snatched up by now.
Yeah.
He would have got snatched up. It's been 2 weeks since he got released, damn near. Mm-hmm. And he's just visiting his first team today. Mm-hmm. That tells you a lot about what's going on in the free agent market in the NFL. I feel like a lot of teams are now realizing you're not going to become an overnight success via free agency. Yep. It just does not work like that. It works through the draft and the draft only. The trades will work sometimes. That's 50-50. The draft works. If you build through the draft, that's what's going to work 100% of the time, period, bro. I don't care. If you're good at drafting, your team will be good.
Yeah, I mean, look at the Kansas City Chiefs and how they built that team, right? I mean, you look at even a team like the Seattle Seahawks in their comeback, like a resurgent season. The key guys are Tariq Woolen, you know, your running back that you just drafted as well. I don't know why I'm absolutely drawing a blank on the rookie of the it was the Seahawks. Yeah, Kenneth Walker. And then DK Metcalf, a drafted guy. Tyler Lockett's a drafted guy. Like, obviously, they went out and got Geno Smith. But like Simo's saying, you could plug and play those small pieces. But when you're building your foundation, going through the draft is what you're going to see success with. I mean, the Chiefs, Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill at the time. Those are your key guys, right? Mm-hmm. You could pick up those small pieces here and there. But ultimately, the draft is the move. You can't rush the process.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. All right, let's pivot off of NFL. Let's talk some boxing. Mm. Mayweather versus Gaddy the Third. What the fuck was that? What the fuck was that? And this is why I don't like exhibition boxing. This is why I don't fuck with exhibition boxing cards. But at the same time, I do fuck with it because you see shit like this.
I didn't even know that was going on that night.
I didn't even know it. I swear I didn't know the fight happened until the next morning. John Gotti the fucking Third.
I thought he was a made up character. I don't even know who that is.
What?
Isn't he like a movie mobster?
John Gotti one was a big time mob boss.
Facts.
Back in the 70s and 80s in New York. And all of a sudden, I guess his grandson was a big is a boxer, and they still have enough mob money to make a match Floyd with Mayweather happen.
Yeah.
And obviously the mob mentality couldn't leave their fucking brains during the fight, to the point where the referee called the fucking fight. Gotti fucking took says, it upon fuck himself. That. He's like, fuck you in this fight. I'm still fighting. Yeah. I don't give a fuck what y'all talking about.
I hear
about.
No bell.
And he went after Mayweather, and Mayweather hit him with a meep.
Yeah.
Set his ass back, and then it just turned into all mayhem hell from there. What the fuck? Now, who the real true fucking loser is in this situation is Nicolette Gotti. All right. This fucking whore, racist bitch, right?
I don't know.
What you're about to say. She went on her story.
Oh, yeah.
Tagged Floyd. Mm-hmm. It said, your whole family is a bunch of fucking zoo animals, a bunch of animals. I'm coming after Yaya. It might not be this year, might not be next year or 3 years, but I'm going to get that cunt. Your family is a bunch of fucking animals. Racist, stupid bitch. Suck my dick, Nicolette Gotti. Yeah, I said it. Clip that. Fucking whore.
That was crazy.
Racist bitch. And that's
crazy.
It's the granddaughter, her brother, Gotti's brother. The boxer's sister, I meant. The sister of the boxer.
She's sitting in a comfy spot to be talking smack from.
Yaya's the one
who just stabbed up.
Yaya's about that shit. And she was talking about NBA YoungBoy too. She's like, that's why your baby father has 12 kids, all by different baby moms, a bunch of fucking zoo animals.
Jesus.
First of all, bitch, let's get this straight. Your family don't got the juice no more, all right?
Yeah.
You can't be just Mayweather family has more ties, more mob ties than the actual Gotti family.
I don't know.
Yes, I do know. Because all it takes is a fucking... In these streets, all it takes is about 20 racks. All it takes is about 20 racks. Nigga, I'm going to tell you, they ain't got no juice. That's why Benny the Butcher's still chilling, bro. Chilling, bro. I mean, Benny the Bull. Chilling, bro. Your family don't got no fucking juice no more. Suck my dick.
Meech said this isn't power.
Suck my dick. They don't got no juice
That's
no more.
That's awesome.
They think they got stained. You don't got it like that no more. Not over the Mayweather family.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're bugging. Fuck out of here.
I don't know. Bro said Benny the Bull. Isn't that the Bulls, Chicago Bulls mascot? He just called a stray in the midst of that.
Yeah, Sammy the Bull. Yeah,
damn,
Sammy the
not Bull. Not Benny. He's going out crazy.
Benny, dog. Sammy the Bull.
Oh, man.
That tells you how unconnected I am in these streets. Mm. But I will say this. Y'all don't got no fucking juice, Gotti family. Fuck out of here. Stop being fucking racist. This is 2023. This is the internet age. This ain't no fucking mobster shit no more. This ain't no New Jersey fucking New York mob shit no more. This is fucking 2023, bro. This is the world of TikTok and fucking Instagram and bullshit.
Yeah.
So cut the bullshit, please.
All right. Since we're talking about the new age of boxing, let's talk about another fight that could be going down, because we saw Shakur Stevenson send some bottles over to Devin Haney, right? In his section.
And it says sign the contract on the sign.
He's trying to scrap. What do we think?
I think that's what needs to happen next. It has to. I feel like that is the semifinals for the final.
Yep.
You know, I mean, winner of this takes on Tank.
Mm.
Those are the two most eligible guys to fight them. Now, I will say there is another eligible guy, and we'll get into that after this. But this fight needs to happen. And I don't think either one is scared of each other. And I feel like they both know that this is the next fight. This is the next fight.
I'm like more excited for this fight than a lot of the previous ones. Probably more than even Haney and Lomachenko. Honestly, I feel like
Haney
is going to be fight of the year if it could go down.
For sure. I mean, obviously Crawford Spence is going to be amazing as well. We'll talk about them another time, closer to the fight. But Teofimo versus who the fuck did Teofimo just fight this weekend? Fuck. Why am I drawing a blank? Fuck. Mm-hmm.
Somebody says Shakur ain't ready yet. I don't know.
But Teofimo just won a really good fight. I watched that fight on Saturday. I don't know why I'm drawing a blank because I watched the whole entire fight. It was a really good fight. Oh, Taylor. He fought Taylor.
Josh Taylor.
That's who Haney wants to fight next. He wants to fight Josh Taylor.
I don't know why.
That's what he wants to say.
I mean, he might as well fight Teofimo then.
He's tired.
Yeah, he claims he's retired, but he's not really retired. Yeah, we'll if Devin Haney comes out of the woodwork and says, hey, I want to fight Teofimo, Teofimo's coming out of that fucking retirement real fucking quick.
Yeah.
And he was impressive against Taylor. He beat the fuck out of Taylor.
The thing is,
and Taylor was undefeated.
Haney can kind of pick who he wants. He's in a great spot right now where he's just kind of not at the top of the game, but he's kind of, everybody knows that, like, you got to go through Haney if you want to get to the top, too. So he's definitely on the ladder, pretty high up there.
I don't know, man. Teofimo, man. He might be the one that needs to fight Haney or Shakur Stevenson. This might be a quarterfinals. Teofimo versus Haney or Teofimo versus Stevenson. Winner plays Haney, and then the winner of that
plays Tank.
Fights Tank. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how it's going to roll out, but I definitely want to see Rolly versus Garcia.
I was going to say,
that's going to be fun.
Nick says, I wonder who Rolly's going to fight next.
Rolly is definitely fighting Ryan Garcia next. That's going to be fireworks.
They're kind of the same guy, right? Not the same, but they're very similar. They have
similar styles.
They're both really fast. They rely on their really quick hands like that.
Really strong fighters that go for the knockout. You know, Rolly last fight wasn't that good. I'm going to be the first one to admit. You know, boxing's corrupt, you know?
It's tough.
It's a tough sport. You're going to have to knock him out.
Take it for what it is.
You got to knock him out. If you are like I've always said with boxing, if you are the underdog in a boxing match and you're fighting somebody that is in Mayweather Promotions, that's in Golden Boy Promotions,
you got to put him on
that's in with De La Hoya or with one of these big top dogs, you're going to have to knock that motherfucker out to win. You're not going to go a whole fucking 12 and win the decision. It's not happening. Not in the sport of boxing. You got to knock him on his ass. You got to put him on the canvas. Either knock him down and you don't get knocked down at all, or straight up knock him out. If you just go 12 rounds, pity pat, nobody gets knocked on the canvas, you're not going to win.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you this, that Rolly fight, Rolly was going to win that fight if it did go the distance. I'm going to tell you why, because he put that motherfucker on the canvas about 45 seconds before that suspect call. Yeah, it was a suspect stoppage, but Rolly was beating the fuck out of him that round. He put him on the canvas that round, all right? And bro was getting real tired. Rolly would have won that fight, I promise you. He did get put on a canvas, but that's one versus one. And Rolly had the most recent canvas. Rolly put him on his ass the most recently. So Rolly would have won that fight, in my opinion. And bro was tired. Bro was like 45 years old. He looked like a cancer patient.
Yeah, that was rough.
That was tough.
He was about to knock him out. It was the 10th round out of 12, and he just put him on the canvas, and it was looking bad. Even though he didn't connect, it was still looking like a struggle bus for Barrios. It still wasn't looking good for bro. Mm. And Linares, during the Mayweather fight, walked up to Rolly and started talking big shit to Rolly. Linares is just looking for any type of fight right now. He's real desperate. He's not getting it. He's a four-time world champion. But he's lost his last four fights. He lost to Haney. He lost to all these other guys. And now he's desperate, looking for like a big-name fight, and he's not getting it. So now he's reverting to trying to get clout involved and like get somebody to act out of character. And he thought Rolly was going to be the one. And Rolly just went like this to him while he was talking to him, going like this in the chair.
That's crazy.
He's like, suck my dick. And then he looked in the camera and he said, this guy's doing this for clout. And he said, cloud.
His mush brain.
Oh, chill.
My God. You already know. They'd be taking punches.
So. Yeah. All right. And Amanda Nunes in the world of UFC, she just retired.
Respect.
She had a great career. Shout out to Amanda.
Top 10 fighter of all time.
Second best fighter of all time, you said?
Oh, top 10.
Top 10 fighter? Male and female?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could say that. You could probably say
she's
that.
There.
She's up there. I mean, she had shout a very dominant career.
I mean, yeah, and she came in right after kind of the Ronda Rousey era, you know, and became the next, you know.
Ronda fucking Rousey was is probably the most overrated fighter in UFC history.
But she was at the top. That's, you know, she was that McGregor factor where you
she was
the
just
name,
the first dominant female.
There you go.
In
and
UFC,
Amanda Nunes came in and was second.
I guess, but Ronda's dominance was fugazi. She just didn't go against a real one. She didn't go against Amanda Nunes would have wiped the fucking floor with Ronda Rousey.
I think so too.
Holly Holmes kicked that bitch so hard in the fucking head, she didn't come back to the ring.
Well, yeah,
that's how I knew she was. How I knew she was overrated.
Yeah,
she never came back.
She even sucks in the WWE. Yeah, Nick, it's bad. It's bad out there. It's real bad.
Now, but I do give Ronda Rousey respect because she did popularize
women's
UFC.
Yeah.
There's a lot more great women UFC fighters because they were inspired
by Ronda Rousey.
I'll give her that, but she was very overrated. I don't give a fuck. But I think that's going to wrap it up.
I want to give a quick shout out to my guy, Dean. I'm not dropping any last names because that's our boy, but shout out to him for bringing me this past weekend to Devontae Smith's charity softball game. If you're seeing this, I really appreciate you and, you know, everything you've done for most sports, and can't wait to work with you in the future. And I just wanted to shout out Saquon Barkley and Brandon Marshall for being the two most massive human beings that I saw at that event. I looked at these guys, bro. I was like probably 5 feet away from Saquon, and I just was like, yo, how do people tackle this guy? Like, how do you, like,
I've been thinking about shit like that.
Because he's a football player and he's the running back of my favorite team. I don't know. I was just like, yo, you see, like, football is the one sport that, like, you see those athletes, and it's like, yo, those guys are absolutely crazy. Like, sometimes baseball players, they're just normal human beings, like, unless it's like an Aaron Judge. But, like, football, those guys are absolute monsters. So, I don't know. It was cool. And I was close. So, like, it was lit.
Nah, that was probably a dope experience. Shout out to my boy, Dean. You already know. We about to run up a bag. Most Sports TV. Make sure y'all get a Most Sports shirt, man. Get a Most Sports shirt. Link is in all over. It's in the pinned in the group.
You'll see.
We'll have a big announcement as far as Most Sports TV goes
soon.
This week, maybe next week, probably next week.
Stay tuned, man.
Stay tuned. We got some big things coming. We're cooking, baby. I'll holler at y'all, Most Sports TV. See y'all next Tuesday. Let's get it.